Hello, it's Bruce from the Willows once again. Today is what we call Palm Sunday in the church. And the thought I've got for you today is simply this. Why did Jesus come into this world? In the Bible, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 7, we read this. Christ Jesus made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. So, what was the purpose of Jesus coming into the world? Well, here are some suggestions. Number one, he came to save, not to judge. He lived in this sinful, lost world for as long as we allowed him to. In the end, it was not that he rejected us because of our faults and failures, but that we rejected him. He suffered and served. And that is what his followers are called to do. So if we are tempted to pull out of a church situation because we find the faults and failings of others hard to bear, remember this. Jesus came as a wonderful counselor. He fulfilled the name given to him 100 years ago before in Isaiah. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. And you know, when he left the earth physically, he promised that another counselor would come and be with his people forever. John 14, verse 16. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. That, of course, is the Spirit that comes to live within all who believe in Jesus. Number three, Jesus became poor for us. He became poor. He became desperately poor for us so that through his poverty we might become rich. Paul says this, he was rich yet he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. So that we might become rich in faith, in love, in joy, in peace. You see, these are the priceless qualities that money cannot buy. Truly, to follow Jesus means accepting his lifestyle so that others might live. So that others might see Jesus in us. Number four, Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. In the eyes of God, the quality of our relationships are more important than the rightness of our particular convictions. As Christians, we often find it hard to agree. But we need to remain in harmony. We need to be united. Paul also says this, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You know, if we cannot experience and demonstrate the reality of this in Jesus, then what are we to offer to the rest of society with all its fractured relationships? No. We are to be peacemakers rather than peace lovers. And this is the painful call, but it is what we should be involved in if we are truly followers of Jesus. Jesus came that we might know him and his saving power, and then live a life that shows and speaks of Jesus and his saving love and his saving grace. And to him be the glory. Amen. We are going to have another online message for you on Good Friday. Thank you very much. Goodbye.